Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby played his guitar on the hard side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Wow, it seems like we hadn't had a show in months. anyway, on today's show we have the lovely, talented, super sweet singer-songwriter Amanda Jo with us. We'll talk with Amanda about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I've got my lovely and talented co-host Emily with me. So let's do this. Hey, girl, what's up?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I feel like we hadn't had a show in months, like I said earlier.
It's been almost a month, actually.
It has.
So, it's been a while.
And I texted you today, I said, I said it. The nerves are starting to kick in right now.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to be back in Alabama and be all settled. Well, almost all settled. So.
Oh yeah.
We're good now.
So what do you say we bring on today's guest?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Please welcome the lovely and talented Miss Amanda Jo to the show. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. We really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to do this because I know you're pretty busy this week, being CMA week. I know you're probably pretty busy. So I thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your schedule to do this.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate y'all having me. It's an honor to be a part of it, so I'm glad to get to join y'all.
You know, and speaking of CMA Fest, you actually had a show this morning, didn't you, speaking of that?
I did, yes. And the CMA Madness has already begun downtown, so it's always a really fun, exciting week.
Right. You know, and that sort of kind of leads me to my first question. What is your favorite part of performing live? Is it the a crowd reaction? Is it seeing the crowd? What is it?
Man, there's so many really cool things about playing live, but I think the ability to reach out and to touch people with music, there's really no other feeling like it when you know that you impacted somebody, whether, you know, it's a sad song or a happy song or whatever type of thing it is. You know, when you see that look in their eyes that you've been able to make some sort of impact on their life. I think that's why you do what you do, and I love that part. I love getting to, you know, music's allowed me to travel all over the country and meet people I never would have met and to get to know people I never would have gotten to know, and I think that's awesome.
You know, I told you earlier that I'm a aspiring singer myself.
Yeah.
And I get that. I mean, for me, when I step out on that stage, I don't care if I'm playing to two people or 2,000. I just that a crowd reaction is like the best sound in the world, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes the best shows are the more intimate shows where you're sitting down with just an acoustic guitar on a bar stool, and you get to tell some stories and play some songs and you know, hear other people's stories as well. And sometimes those are the most fun shows because you really do get to kind of get into people's lives a little bit. And
right.
You feel like, you hope that you leave them feeling like they got to know you a little bit better and you got to know them a little bit better, and you have that connection. And I think music can do that in a way that nothing else can. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I like
shows
where you're just hanging out with everybody. Like, Cody and I both played at a little, like, club sort of up where I used to live. And we played there together, and we played there separately, like, different times. And, there's a very...
And more so than me, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say that part, but yeah. There was always the same crowd and just, like, a few people, and it was really fun because everybody, like, got to know each other really well, and you knew what they were going to like, and you knew what they would dance to and what they would sing along to, and it was,
right.
It's a lot. I like having that small, like, intimate setting where you're just hanging out and there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was just so much fun to get to connect with people and you know, as a songwriter, get to tell the stories behind what inspired the songs and get to, you know, hopefully, you know, if you've gone through it, there's got to be somebody else that's gone through something similar. So
right.
It's cool when you have that connection. You know, I played about a month ago or so, I played about an hour outside of Nashville, and I was in this biker bar in kind of the middle of nowhere. And, you know, I was sitting there talking to these two gentlemen there on a break, and I felt compelled to tell the story of my dad, who passed away in a drunk driving accident a few years ago. And have any idea why I felt compelled to tell the story. It kind of came out of nowhere, but I just did. And so I'm telling the story about this song, Worth the Memory, which is the title track to my CD, and it's written about that and written about my dad. And this guy just starts crying right there in the middle of this biker bar in the middle of nowhere. And he starts crying. He said, man, you know, I lost my mom 3 years ago to the day, and this is the first time I've been out since. Thank you for sharing your story. And I don't think you can ask for anything better than that.
That's
yeah,
pretty cool. That
well,
is cool.
You know, I just moved back to Alabama. Everybody probably knows that already, but I just moved back to Alabama like a week ago and from Tennessee, from like near Nashville. And I played for the last time in this like local club up there. And I was totally fine moving. Like, I was really excited to move. I wasn't like emotionally attached to the idea of staying or anything. And I went up there and I like, we finished everything. And afterwards, the band was all hanging out. And we were all talking, and I'm like, yeah, you know, have a good trip, you know, be safe, whatever. And all of a sudden, I just got super emotional, and I was like, I don't want to leave you guys. Like, I don't want to leave the band, even though you're never the same band 2 weeks in a row. Like, it's a mix and match, variety kind of thing. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to leave the little band. I was like, you're like my family. I don't want to leave you guys.
Oh, yeah. Music, I think, bonds people together. Like I said, like, nothing else really can, and it's really cool to see that happen and to get to be a part of it.
Yeah, they've seen me be a mess. They've seen Cody and I be a mess together. They've seen me be a mess separately.
Oh, yeah.
They've seen me be great. They've everything.
We won't get into that. But
so it's definitely a bond because they've seen you as your best and not your not so great moment.
Yeah, they saw me at my worst one night. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, you were not bad. I was there. You were great. Stop saying that you were bad.
We've all had those
moments.
Well,
I did forget the words a couple of times, but, you know.
We've all had that moment where we forget the words. Let's be real. Everybody's had I forgot the words for the song moment.
Yeah.
Sure. We all have, you know. I remember, actually, the song I was talking about, Worth the Memory, the idea actually came one day. I was driving out to a show about an hour away with a guy, Billy Lee, who plays guitar and sings with me as well, and you know, I might have been a little bit irritated that day. I might have been a little cranky, not admitting to it. Okay, yes, I am. And that's a rare thing for me. Like, I'm not a generally cranky person, but I was having a moment, and everything was irritating me. And we're driving out there. I said, look, you need to calm down a little bit. Said, you know, life is made of two things: moments and memories of those moments. So let's have some good moments so we make some good memories. And I was instantly like, ooh, there's a song idea right there. And
yep. That's
kind of the start of Worth a Memory. But, you know, it's true when you play with people in a band and you spend all that time with them. They don't just see you when you're having a great day and everything's peachy. They get to, especially when you're out on the road, they get to see all sides of you.
Yeah.
You know, and another question I had for you is how did you get into the music business to start with? Tell us.
I kind of just have always been singing. I was 2 years old singing on picnic tables, so they tell me. I don't remember any of this, but trying to entertain as many people as I could. And my mom is the youngest of four girls, and I'm the oldest, her oldest. So, you know, she thought that all kids did what I did, and her sister, my aunt, who is older and has kids that were a little bit older than I was, told her, you know, you really got to get her into something because she's got some talent. And my mom said, her? Oh, all kids sing like that, you know, because my mom had no idea. And my aunt said, no, trust me. You need to, she's special, you need to get her going. So my aunt always teases that she discovered me. So about 5 years old, they put me on stage at a county fair in Minnesota, and I just kept doing it, never looked back. And I started out doing musical theater as a young kid, and then I quickly realized that I'm a terrible dancer, just terrible. And so musical theater was not going to be my thing because dancing is a big part of that. And you know, kind of switched over to classical music and got to be a part of the Minnesota Opera Company as 11-year-old and did some really cool things until I got a little bit older and discovered country music and thought, this is what I've been missing my whole life and kind of dove into country music and never looked back.
Nice. I'm a big country music fan myself. Who are some of your musical influences?
There's so many. When I was growing up, we didn't listen to country music so much in my house. But we listened to a lot of Motown, a lot of Eagles, and things like that, 80s rock, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew up listening to that stuff. And then as I got into country music, the person who actually got me into country music was Leanne Rimes. I heard her singing, and I thought, man, that's awesome. That's what I want to do. So she was definitely an early influence on my musical career. And nowadays, I'm really into Kelsea Ballerini. If you haven't heard her, you should look her up.
Oh, my God. I love Me Like You Mean It.
Oh, man. A friend of mine
love that song.
Was a writer on that song, and she's got some other amazing songs, too. I just really respect the way that she writes songs, the way she puts words together, and she was a songwriter on all of her songs on her album, and so I have the utmost respect for her ability to write songs, and actually, if I could write songs with anybody in the world, I think that's who I would pick today. I would love to sit down and write a song with her someday. So her CD has been on repeat in my car nonstop. I'm a big Carrie Underwood fan, big Miranda Lambert fan, Little Big Town. But I like music from all genres. I'm a big Katy Perry fan and listen to some pop, like rock, like Blackberry Smoke. So I kind of take inspiration from all the different kinds of music.
Now, and this is kind of a little going back to the Kelsea Ballerini thing. I have wanted Kelsea on this show for as long as I can remember. So Kelsea, if you're out there listening, hit me on Twitter if you're out there listening.
Hey, if you get her on the show, you have to promise me you let me come on the show with her because. I might have a little bit of a musical crush on her right now. She's like my – everybody's been making fun of me because I'm just like, well, did you hear Kelsea Ballerini? And they're like, yes, we heard. Okay, relax.
Hello, yes, you know.
So, yeah, I'm a big fan. You know, so if you get her on there, you got to hook me up.
Yeah,
done.
Absolutely.
Done. You know, and
– nice.
And I'm just like you – That album has been on repeat for months now. It's kind of pathetic, actually.
I've driven everybody nuts with it, but it's so good. I can't stop listening to it. You know?
It is good.
I love Peter Pan is my favorite song off the album, and I learned it and played it at some of my shows. I just love that song so much.
And my favorite is probably Secondhand Smoke. I love that song.
That's my second favorite song. Oh, that's such a cool idea.
I love that song. It's a great song.
That was one of the songs. I had just bought the album the day it came out, and I'm driving. And that song comes on, and I'm stuck in traffic. And I'm listening to, the song and the idea. And she gets to the hook of the song, and I'm like, dang it. Why didn't I think of that? That was one of those songs of, like, why didn't I think of that? What a great idea.
Fanboy moment over.
Yeah,
I was just listening to y'all fangirl. It was okay. It was actually great.
Fanboy moment over. All right.
Yes.
Back to business.
Back to business.
You know, yes. Do you have any pre-show rituals, like, prayer or anything that you do?
I used to do that more so when I was younger, but I would tend to get more nervous before show, but these days, for the most part, I just try to usually just get on there and go. If it's a bigger show and the nerves come in, I tend to get a little bit quiet, which is unusual for me, too. So people are like, are you okay? Yes, I'm just focusing. But nothing in particular. I think I used to do that a little bit more when I was younger, but You know, most of the shows I'm playing now, I just kind of just try to get hyped up, get ready to go, and bring as much energy
right.
into it as I can.
I don't think I have. I'm trying to think about every time I've played, and I don't think I have something I do each time either. I'm so boring.
I do, but
no, I know. Me too.
I do.
I try
but,
to like listen to some like pumped up music on the way, like something that gets me going.
Oh, I'm
I
the same way.
With the
you
band,
know,
does that count?
Oh yeah.
I'm the same way with the music. My go-to song to get me hyped up for anything, doing the show included, is Eminem's "Lose Yourself."
I know. I was gonna say it. I was like, I know the answer. No, he
yeah.
listened to that song so many times. Like, I'm like, Cody, lay off that song, please.
Just lay off.
But I'm
that's
like,
a good song, though.
It's just a
my
good song.
My
I mean.
Song is "Broken Wing" by Martina McBride. So that song gets me super hyped. Like, I don't know what it is. It just gets me hyped up. And I always sing that, like, when I play. Like, I always sing that and I always sing it last, my favorite. So I always listen to that song, like, on the way or something. But other than that, I don't really do anything.
That's a great song.
My favorite, I think. It's my favorite to sing, too, I think. So I always save it for last.
This next question I've got for you, if I don't ask it, my best friend will probably kill me.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
one of my best friends, anyway.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I'm your best friend, and I won't kill you for anything.
Exactly.
So, that's a lie. I'm trying to think of something you could do that would make me want to kill you, but I don't think I'd actually kill you. It's a little
no.
much.
No, you probably wouldn't. Anyway, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a great question. You know, part of me says I wish I would have made the move to Nashville right after high school, but
mm-hmm.
another part of me says that the things that I learned, both as a person and musically, before I moved out here, I don't think I would have been as successful without knowing. So I guess I would answer that no, because I think that all the experiences I had leading me to move out here and do this just shaped who I am, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm grateful for that, because Nashville and the music world is definitely not for the faint of heart, and I'm grateful for the relationships I've built and the friendships I have with people who I know truly love me and know me and keep me sane and keep me grounded.
Yeah,
you know, and before the show, a couple of days before the show, I was doing a little a research and reading up, you know.
Hey,
on the website
how can
and everything.
It's called research when you do it, but it's called stalking when I do it. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Good point. I never thought
That's
of it that
fine.
Way, but still. anyway, you know, I love your song Polaroid. I love it.
Thank you. That's my favorite song that I've written so far.
You know, and I actually have your site pulled up right here, and you've got a few upcoming shows. Why don't you talk about those for a little bit?
Sure. Let's see. I was trying to remember what day it is. It's kind of a weird thing. I've been on the road and just kind of got back into town, and my head is still
mm-hmm.
like, what day am I? What city am I in?
I agree.
I think the next thing I have is on Thursday night. I'll be playing in Old Hickory at Scully's Saloon at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, I'm going to be playing over at Country Fan Jam, which is going on at the fairgrounds here in Nashville. And it's kind of an adjunction to the CMA Fest that's going on. They're kind of trying to bring back the original fanfare, which was over at the fairgrounds. So
mm-hmm.
I'll be playing out there. And then I think the next thing is back to downtown Broadway the following week. So got a few shows coming up, and
looking forward to getting to play some different shows here.
Now, I've told you this before too. Nashville is probably my favorite city on this entire planet.
Except
I love it
track.
Out there.
Oh, me too.
I love it. You know, I have family out there, so they live about 20 minutes outside of the city. So it always helps to have a couch to crash on every time I'm there. It always helps to have that couch to crash on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I was a little outside of Nashville, and, I didn't not like it. I liked Nashville. I didn't like where I was. But I'm glad I, moved back to Alabama. I like it much better here. But I'm grateful for the year that I spent there because I met a lot of people, a lot of, you know, musicians. I met a ton of people, and I learned a lot from them. But I don't want to live there. I'm glad to be back home. Oh, yeah. There's always no place like home. Exactly. And it took me 10 years to get back. I took quite a long path. When I was, six, we moved to California, and then we moved to Ohio, and I lived in Ohio for 10 years. And then we moved to Tennessee for a year, and then we finally came back to Alabama. So it took me a long time to get back, but I'm glad I'm back, finally. You made it. I made it, yeah.
The next time I'm out there in Nashville, let me know if you're playing, and I'll try and stop by sometime next time I'm out there.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to get to meet you in person.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come.
And I may even bring in with me. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. That'll be fun. We'll have a party.
Awesome.
I'm not too far from there.
It's kind of a little story I tell pretty much all my guests this, but going back to what you said about going back to what a lot of guests say about chasing their dreams, I've had this dream of this radio show. I've been living this dream for almost 3 years. I wouldn't trade a second of it.
Time flies when you're having fun, you know?
I've only been at it for a year. Well, a year. It was a year for me in March because he did this stuff for a while by himself before we met. But August is 3 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I started this thing in August of 2012 as a way to bring on, you know, musicians, maybe a few actors on
be
the
real,
show.
Cody,
so.
Be real, Cody. This started out as you chasing the General Hospital actors down.
Actually, no, it didn't.
I love it. Now the truth comes out.
Actually, no, it didn't.
He was telling the truth, but we did. We have a lot of soap stars. Well, we used to have only soap stars, and we started mixing musicians, and now it's been a while since we've had a soap star. But I'm kind of missing the show. I love all the musicians that come on the show, but I am missing my soap stars. I can't talk to them if they don't come on my show. There you go.
Anyway, you know, I did this which is a way to bring them on and with the fans, talk to them or whatever, you know. Because that's really all I am myself, is just a fan of these people. And I am a huge, huge people person. I love people. There's just, people are just extremely interesting, aren't they?
Oh, man, they are so interesting. And I'm with you there. I love people. I'm a people person, too. And I don't think you can be in this business and not be a people person. I just don't think it'll work.
Exactly. You know, and it probably it goes back to the fact that I majored in sociology in college. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, people are... There and it's always fun to get to be the person on stage and to get to watch the crowd and watch the interaction with people. You get a vantage point that most people don't get, and that's always entertaining at minimum and fascinating as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from my point of view of it as a radio host, I always love hearing about people's journeys to where they're at right now. And I'll tell you this, it's like I tell every one of my guests, if there is anything I can do to help you succeed and reach this dream of yours, I'll do it, no problem. I'll absolutely do it.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and I appreciate you, you know, having me on the show and
mm-hmm.
And allowing me to chat with y'all. It's really fun, mm-hmm. and I love getting to talk to new people, meet new people, and you know, see both of our dreams get a little bit closer.
Before I let you go, I did have one final question for you.
Sure.
What's the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's personally or professionally?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think, and I don't know if I can trace it back to one person necessarily, but things that I've learned, and I've always tried to be a person that has learned from wisdom rather
mm-hmm.
than by experience, if I can, because I'd rather avoid as many heartaches as I can, but
yeah.
I think, you know, staying humble and grateful for people, treating people better than you would treat yourself, you can never go wrong with that, and it always comes back to you.
I agree.
Staying teachable and hungry and willing to learn and willing to grow, you know, as soon as you feel like you've got it figured out, you've kind of lost the game,
right?
You know, so
right.
there's always something more to learn and grow in, and so I think, you know, if you can treat people better than you even want to be treated, and stay humble and grateful and positive and teachable, I think you'll go far in whatever it is you're trying to do in life.
I think that'll probably about wrap this thing up. I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes or so out of your day to come on and chat with us. It's been an absolute blast.
Hey, absolutely. It's been a pleasure of mine. Thank you so much for having me. And it was great getting to chat with y'all and getting to know you.
Yeah, you come back.
You know,
oh,
and,
yeah.
And you've got a open invitation to the show. Anytime you want to come on, and I'd love to have you back sometime.
I'd love to be back, and I sure appreciate you having me.
Alrighty, I'll be talking on Twitter, okay?
It's a plan. I'll be there.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Amanda Jo, and I believe now is the time that I've been teasing this for about the past 2 days, probably, or three.
Actually,
take it away.
It's been like 2 weeks, because he's been super hyped since we booked our next guest, and I told him I couldn't say anything until today, because it's so far out. Well, it's not far out anymore. Now it's only a couple weeks, but on the 24th, we have the band Angelica. They're two sisters and a brother, so we'll have a full house, but it'll be fun. Cody's never met them, but I've played with them at the Hatchery before, and twice, actually, I think, I've played with them. So it should be fun.
Yep. You know,
that's all we have so
far. And
I'm
looking forward to it. I mean, of course, like it is with any guests we have on, I always look forward to it, obviously. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well,
so it should be fun. You know, and that's
we
probably...
We don't have a lot for BS Hour tonight, huh?
That's our only announcement ever.
Yep, for now.
Yep, that's our only announcement for now. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, like Emily said, we have the band Angelica on the show in about 2 weeks. There will not be a show next Tuesday, save for a recap show on the 19th. And, of course, there will be a recap show on the 12th. But the reason there won't be a recap show on the 16th is that's kind of a tough day for me. For the past several years, it's sort of been a bit of a tough day for me. So again, on the 24th, we'll have the band Angelica on, and I believe that's it for now. So I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.